Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
Communicating. Keeping up foreign relations.
And Kale Hall.
You know, giving him the bird.
You know, the finger.
Yes, I know the finger.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
And welcome in to the Rob and Kale Show. I am Rob Sanders, sitting across, well, I guess in the upstate, would be my buddy, Kale Hall. Kale, what's going on, brother?
Not much. How are you? How's everybody doing tonight out in YouTube and Facebook land?
Yeah.
Cold day up here and watching the end of this NFC divisional playoff game. It looks like the Saints are just trying to give this one away.
Well,
which I would love nothing more than to see that happen because I fucking hate them. So.
Well, I fucking hate them too. So we can agree upon that. By the way, Saints fans have been after me today in several different groups. For when you come back and watch this later, there you go. Just for you, just so you understand. But the way I look at it is very simple. You don't have to go to Green Bay and get Drew Brees retired next week. It'll be the Tom Brady retirement party. So, because Green Bay's going to mouth pump you. Just saying. They are America's team, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not, Jackpot.
Yeah. Shout out to former Gamecock Jared Cook for shitting the bed a while ago and fumbling, which allowed Tampa Bay to hit the game, the go-ahead field goal, I guess.
So I have a question for you, Jackpot. I'm drinking clearly Canadian. Does that mean that I'm not American?
I didn't even know. I didn't know they even still made that shit anymore.
I bought it at Kroger today when I went and did my shopping. But I'm drinking some clearly Canadian tonight. So tonight I'll be Brother Canada A, and you can be the good old U.S. of A. So there's that.
Sounds good to me. I haven't seen that stuff in years. So yes, good to know.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to have a good show tonight. We can talk about Deshaun Watson, who is basically, if you follow my blog page on FoxSportsRadio1400.com, I posted earlier where several people are saying Watson has played his last down in Houston. Wait, what? Yeah, that's out there. Also, we'll talk about the Clemson basketball team last night and how they were a shit show. And the Gamecocks just didn't have enough on the road at LSU. Before we do that, though, let's thank our sponsors for the show, Callaway's Bar and Grill in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. Go by and enjoy some good food, retro video games, all kinds of great stuff at Callaway's Bar and Grill. You can also check them out, CallawaysBarAndGrill.com online. Then we also have DNC Trucking and Transport, the Fireside Chats with Uncle Kale. Uncle Kale, please read those to us, sir.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. The two new coordinators for South Carolina make a combined total of $1.8 million a year. Clemson plays Brent Venables $2.6 million a year. It is obvious that we are a low-rent government cheese program that can't afford elite assistance. Brad Scott took us to our first bowl game win. Somebody else's players. We treat him with shame. He should have a banner in our stadium noting this great win. We have plenty of space in our ghetto stadium. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. All facts there. I mean, you don't have anything else to celebrate. Why not have a big mural of Brad Scott there? He led you to your first bowl win, Jackpot. That's important.
Why not? I mean, you know, that it is. No doubt. That's a very important
feat. I mean, so. You know, because you didn't get another one until what, like 5 years later, something like that? Got one in 2001, right? Yeah, so Brad Scott got you there 4 years in a row, man.
2000. Well, we got a win the next time we got to a bowl. So we actually won three bowls in a row.
Yeah, but Brad Scott was the one who pushed the Rock up the hill and got it rolling for you. I mean, it was all about that Carquest Bowl win. Very important.
Yeah. Okay.
Kale, do you have a Carquest Bowl t-shirt? You probably do somewhere.
That'd be negative.
Come on, man.
That'd be negative.
All right. Well, we're watching the divisional round here. It looks like the next victim for Green Bay will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And there's that. You want to talk a little bit about the Gamecock basketball game last night, Kale? It just seemed like they seemed, and not necessarily flat, they came out and played hard. It was just more of an issue of LSU just kind of rallied late and pulled away.
Well, that thing should have been in the bag, man. That was terrible. They went for like 12 minutes without a field goal.
Yeah,
there in the second half, so that just sucked. It spoiled good. Well, starting to look like he's playing like the NBA potential star that he was supposed to be like last year. And Bryant, I was impressed with his him down in the paint and on the boards and all that shit last night. Looked real good, but just couldn't pull it out. I just could not pull it out.
The stat that got me was A.J. Lawson had 18 points in the first half, and he didn't ghost, but they adjusted kind of out of the mix there. But, you know, I want to ask you this too, Jackpot. How does Will Wade still have a job? I mean, this guy got caught on tape saying he was paying players. In addition to that, last night, he's like yelling at the refs, like, you know, running them down after the game is over. And, I mean, the idea of wearing a mask on the sidelines like everybody else, he's not following all that. What a gong show of a human being that guy is.
Yeah, he's a douche. For yeah. Sure.
He's terrible. But, you know, I don't think the Gamecocks are that far off. I like when A.J. Lawson plays, man, he is outstanding. And then, of course, you've got the cast of characters that's there with him. So, do you have hope for the Gamecock basketball team this year, Jackpot, or is it just kind of like, yeah, whatever?
No, I mean, they look good. I mean, they can put some wins together in conference. I mean, I think that could be a tournament team if we have one this year. I hope we do. Mm-hmm. Looks like, yeah, we will. Some teams have played like a full damn season so far, and some teams like us are just, I mean, we just got to get rolling. Got to stay healthy, and the program's got to stay healthy, and not miss any more games, but they look good to me.
Yeah, they can really get after it. I like the way they defend the ball, too. I mean, they're, you know, all Frank Martin teams play defense, you know, but there is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They may have won that game last night. He had been there. I mean, I don't know. 5 points.
Do you think that the refs were, and I know this sounds silly, but do you think the refs may have given the Gamecocks more calls if they would have thought that, you know, Frank Martin's on the sideline and instead of the assistant that was running the program there?
It's possible.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that, but yeah, you're right. It's very possible.
Well, I mean, Frank Martin can work on the officials, so, I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, high hopes there for the Gamecocks. And, you know, I got to bring this up because you talked about it the other day. You know, you actually posted Clemson being number 12 in the country? Yeah, is a fraud. And I was like, why is that? And then you were like, no, it was a fluke is what you called it. Boy, that statement really came to fruition last night is Clemson got stomped by UVA, man. It was like a 35-point win for the Cavs. It was crazy. What a shithole performance that was.
Yeah, it was terrible. I couldn't believe that. when it was 33-17 or something like that at halftime, you're like, they'll come back and make it close. Yeah.
And then what I text you back later. I text you back later. No, they won't.
They got way out of hand.
You know, if we could take off your Garnet glasses for a minute, do you think it was more of Clemson sucks or maybe UVA is just pretty good?
I mean, I think they're pretty good, but I don't know if I don't know if they're any better than that team they had last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that would be your talking about back to back national champions, and I don't think that now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, I don't know. They weren't ranked. I mean, they were ranked below Clemson, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were, but. You know, Clemson's got two losses on the season, man, and it's like when you think about it, you're like, okay, well, you know, they have two losses on the season. They're rolling right along, but then, you know what? It just seems like every year we have the same thing with Brad Pronell, and it's, hey, you know, they look really good, and then all of a sudden they don't. And I don't know, man. I think that, in my opinion, that we've got to, there's certain things they got to do better. They're playing small ball anyway, but they're doing that to keep Amir Sims on the floor. But when you do that, it's like you get the crap kicked out of you on the boards, and it's just shitty. That's the only term that I can use, is just shitty. Anyway,
yep.
Yeah, you know, I don't, I think that Clemson will probably make the tournament, but, you know, the right team, like a UVA, can really give Clemson problems because they can beat them up on the boards. So,
yeah,
you know, but there's not much else you can do about it, you know?
Yeah, well, they can, I mean, they're in line. They play decent down the stretch to keep it to around 10 losses or so for the regular season, as long as they, you know, and that'll put them. I don't know what their record is right now. They've lost two. What
lost
are they? 9-2.
They've lost to Virginia Tech, and then they've lost to
Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah, we don't do very well in the.
I hope you don't play Richmond or VCU. There'll be two more losses for you.
Yeah, the sad thing is that I wish that I could have something to come back from that, but I can't because apparently, you know, we end up looking stupid. So that's
Brandon Coon said the Gamecocks have only lost three games so far. Ha! We've only won three.
Brandon Coon is an optimist. Let's not mock Brandon. He's an optimist.
Yeah, we lost to a couple of pretty good teams, and one, well, not so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. I don't really know where to go with Clemson on that, man. They seem to have their shit together, and then somehow they don't. So there's that. All right, let's talk about Deshaun Watson and then some breaking news. We'll do the breaking news from Clemson first, Kale. Nolan Turner has announced, the Clemson safety, that he is going to return for his fifth year of eligibility with the Tigers. That's kind of a big deal to get a guy back that, you know, has some experience, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. It's not, you know, getting the pieces together, keeping pieces together over there on that defense. So they need some experienced guys back over there so they can get that thing right. That defense looked pretty rough. Last time out, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but with that, though, you got to think that when you really stop and think about it, the defense was shit. So a lot of these guys coming back is not good, in my opinion. I mean, they're going to have to coach some of these guys up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Brent Venables should be able to work some wonders with him. I've seen him do more with less. So,
well, but the past two in the college football playoff, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, get that boy to stop getting kicked out of games, and play the whole game would be we. Well,
there you go. You said it, not me.
Yeah, I screwed up there almost.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the camp though that they got to figure that out as far as the defense goes once it's time for the championship game, because they're not looking very good on that front, man. It's kind of silly. What do you think about Deshaun Watson? We'll talk about that for a moment here before we take calls there, Jackpot. There's talk that he is played his last down in the for the Texans. I have a problem with that because he signed a max contract. So if you sign the max contract, you should finish out the contract. Am I silly on this front or what?
No. I don't guess. I mean, he's what they are. They're changing coaches there, correct?
Yeah, they are, but he did sign a contract though, Jackpot.
I mean, where are some other potential landing spots for he?
I don't know. Everybody wants him. The chat room, I'm sure, everybody would love to have the great Deshaun Watson. I mean, he is outstanding player. I know the Steelers want him. I mean, who would not want him? Just saying.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I'm sure Clemson fans would like to see him go to a higher profile team.
Well, they could all get behind. Houston was pretty good with him until they traded Nuke. They were pretty good. They weren't bad.
Nah. They've never been. They've always been kind of a wet fart, in my opinion. never been very good.
Yeah, good point. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we open up the phones here, Jackpot, and we'll see where we're at with that. Let me get those opened up here, and if people want to call in, they can call in as we get the phones moving here.
Call in. We need some excitement. Give us something to argue about. It's now officially the off season.
Well, I mean, we'll have stuff to argue about. I mean, we can. You can be everybody against Rob, where my Packers are playing and for the Super Bowl here, and everybody else can hate me. I'm cool with that. Let's see here.
How much longer do you think Aaron Rodgers has in Green Bay?
He is. He's 38, which...
Oh, is that it? I thought he was older than that.
No, he's 38, so he's got some time. So, there's that.
I guess he spent all that time backing up Brett Favre. It seems like he's been there longer than what he actually has, I guess.
Yeah. We'll see about that. The phone system is booting up. Give us a second here. If you want to talk about today, Kansas City had some issues today where their all-world quarterback, Pat Mahomes, has a concussion. And they almost let the Browns beat that ass today. Do you think they can win next week without with the Bills, without Mahomes? That's going to be a tough out.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough.
That is going to be tough. All right, and let's see here. I'm making sure the phones work before I tell people to call. The number to dial, by the way, is 803-470-2905. And I'm testing them now. So I have to do this so that we make sure they come through. So there you go. So the phones are working. You can call us, and we can get involved with the program tonight, 803-470-2905.
They're in victory formation right now.
That's right. That's right.
You know how long it's been since I've seen the Gamecocks go in victory formation?
It's been a while, right?
They did it in Nashville, I think.
Well, that's true. They did do it in Nashville, now that I think about it. Kale, it's been a shitty run for your Gamecock football team, man.
It was a really shitty year last year.
It's been shitty for two seasons. You know, I mean, the last time that you can really, you know, you had the bowl win. That was a big deal, but, you know, there's that. But other than that, I mean, it's been kind of shitty.
We had the bowl win. When? Oh.
Oh, the bowl game over Michigan. That was the that's the last great Gamecock memory, right?
God dang, that's been a long time ago.
I mean, I'm just – I was trying to be positive, Jackpot. You know, you –
That's – Jesus Christ.
It's been that long. Is this the worst stretch in Gamecock history, you think?
Nah. I mean, they went 2 years, two fucking years, and won one game total.
Yeah, I know. So, but it just seems like before Muschamp ran out, it was like when he was there, it was like a just a shithole, you know? I mean, you felt like you were going to do better with Holtz. Like, now it's like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah. It was – this year was just I don't know. We had kind of the fuck finish there in the opener against Tennessee, and things just, I don't know, they just kind of went downhill a little bit. And then, you know, we got lifted up with a couple of wins there. We were sitting there 2-2, and, you know, I thought we had approached a fork in the road where we could either veer this way or we could veer that way. And we went down the wrong fucking road. And there was no chance of turning it around before the whole thing just went to shit. But, I mean, honestly, I guess I'm glad that this is the way it ended up, because anything more, and they might not have fired him. But, I mean, that was what needed to happen. So,
well, I mean, you were done from the start, but I don't know, man. When I look at this Gamecock team, I see players on there that are talented, but just constantly underachieving. You know, the matchup down at Florida where everybody, I mean, they went up huge, and then all of a sudden Florida stormed back, what, two seasons ago? You know, I thought that could have been a turning point game there for Muschamp, but then all of a sudden it's kind of floated away, man. It's just, ugh, terrible. 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here this evening. As
Brock Lee says, I think Kale's beard is the reason South Carolina's been shit. Kale's had his beard for 2 years, and South Carolina's been shit for 2 years.
That might be a good point there, Jackpot.
To be fair, I did not have a beard when we lost 28-0. To Virginia in the Belt Bowl. So,
that's funny.
I didn't have a beard when we gave up 17 fucking points in the fourth quarter and lost to Florida when we should have beaten them. Mm-hmm. But I know that's just semantics. I get what you're saying there, sir.
But. So we're blaming the loss on Jackpot's beard. The Gamecocks have sucked since Jackpot grew his beard. Is that what we're going with? Okay.
I think it's more about not recruiting enough 4-stars and a couple more 5-stars and have a shitty coach for all those years. But it can be me. I'll take the blame for it.
Yeah, well, would you shave if you could guarantee some wins?
Oh, in a minute. But you have to show me the wins up front and tell me exactly what they were going to be before I commit give
you,
to it.
Yeah. I'll give you East Carolina, Western Kentucky, Vanderbilt. Give you those three.
Well, you just manufactured a game there against Western Kentucky because we don't even fucking play them.
Oh, we'll get them on the schedule.
Okay. No, that's not enough for me. That's not enough. I'm sorry.
What do you think about the transfers? I mean, Shane Beamer's hitting the transfer market, but, you know, he's
– I love it. You love it. Got a playmaker, wide receiver. Got, you know, a couple of good defensive guys. I like that a lot. I like what's the deal with these two guys from
the FCS school?
Yeah, they're not listed on there. Are they not cleared yet? I'm not sure.
I think they'll be cleared eventually, but
well, I was watching. Well, the thing is, you know, the reason why they're transferring, why they're leaving, is because their season is just totally canceled, totally 100%. I mean, they were going to play spring ball, and then they just like canceled it. So, that receiver, man, he's a fucking gonna be. He'd be a nightmare for somebody. I mean, you got a 6'8" wide receiver who can catch. I mean, he just looks like a man out there amongst boys. Now the quarterback, I don't know. I mean, he's probably, you know, just, you know, status quo. But this dude, man, if he's athlete, if he can, you know, if he got enough speed to run step for step with some of those defensive backs in the SEC, and that could be great, man. It could be like a sleeping giant, sleeper pickup there that not a lot of people are looking at.
Truthfully, though, I mean, these, you know, people laugh at these players that are coming in, but, you know, you could make some great players out of some of these guys. You know, the best I can remember is Jasper and Casper Brinkley, man. Both came in, both ended up being all SEC linebackers at one point. So, I don't know if Casper, yep. I know Jasper did. Jasper played in the pros and was outstanding. Used to slap around my Packers when he played for the damn Vikings. I hated his stupid ass. Fucker was tormenting me after he left here. Generally, you don't hear about Gamecocks in the pros fucking with your team, but this guy was in the pros and making us look stupid.
Dennis Wilson over there on the YouTube channel says, scar so bad that jackpot bald head is shinning.
What?
Dennis, how long has it been since your team has actually won a bowl game? I mean, at least we won one in 2017. I don't think you fuckers have won a bowl game since before Al Golden wore his shirt and tie on the sidelines down there in South Beach. So shut your damn hole.
He looked like when Al Golden would wear that outfit on the sidelines, he looked like when you watch in the movies, like those guys in the 50s that would come out and pump your gas for you. Let me pump your gas and check your oil.
Yeah, what I need was a damn, like. Little damn Texaco hat or some shit.
Can I clean your windshield, sir?
Fucking dork.
Damn it. Fucking dork is right. I'm looking at Miami's last bowl win. Let's see here. Last bowl.
Uncle Lou ran down their list of bowl losses in a row on a video probably about a week or two, or I think it was right before the Cheez-It Bowl. And it was impressive. They've lost like 10 of 11 bowl games.
Miami's last bowl win was in 2016 when they beat West Virginia. So there's that. 2016.
Oh, everybody smacks around West Virginia in bowl games. Oh, whoops, I'm sorry. Not everybody does, but most teams do. South Carolina does. Miami does. Clemson does. Never mind. They don't.
You know what? Eric has a very good point here, Jackpot, and I'm going to let you read that comment.
South Carolina has more ACC championships than the U. Eric,
those are all facts, good. Sir.
He's watching Uncle Lou channel, too. That's where he picked that one up from, I guarantee you. We do. South Carolina had a 1969 ACC championship. We've won it more times than they have. And wouldn't you have thought that when they came into the conference, wouldn't you have thought in like, what did they come in like 2002, 2004 or 2003, something like that.
Remember. Yeah.
I mean, would you have believed it if you said in the year 2021 they still won't have a conference championship?
Yep. Pretty sad. But it was supposed to be, you remember, they came in and it was supposed to be Florida State. That's why they put them in the Coastal. So they would have that opportunity to win, to be in the ACC championship game every year. And we've never had that matchup. We've had Florida State and Duke since they've joined.
Clemson and Georgia Tech.
Clemson and Georgia Tech, Florida Clemson State and Wake Virginia Forest. Tech. I mean, twice. Yeah, we've had all those matchups, but we don't have Florida State and Miami because
at Clemson and Pittsburgh.
The Berg? Yeah, why not? So yeah, there's that. What a shit show they are. Insane. Well, as we roll along this week, by the way, someone posted these earlier. I thought I would give them to you. The lines are out. It's like a 3.5 point line for the Packers over the Bucks, and then I gotta check the other line. But Vegas already put out their lines for these games for next weekend. Are you excited about? You watch the NFL games, right? You watch the playoffs, right, Jackpot?
Yeah, playoffs.
You don't really get excited about them, though, do you?
No, I don't sit here and beat furniture and like get all rush to my phone to make a video about them or anything. But
Buffalo. Listen to this. Buffalo opened up as a 4.5 point favorite. They are now. They're now a 3-point underdog. So they opened up as a 4.5 point favorite. And that's all with Pat Mahomes being out, by the way. And now they're a 3-point underdog.
Reed Blackley over there on YouTube says he enjoyed that review I did yesterday. However, the spicy is better than the regular sandwich from Popeyes. I disagree. That spicy was not good.
I didn't catch that video. By the way, you should be watching on the Jackpot channel.
Yeah. I have someone on there in the comment section of that video, which I haven't gotten to responding to all those comments yet, actually requested that the next time I'm in Columbia that I do a review from Russia's. And I will definitely oblige them because I like Russia's a lot and I find them delicious. So I'll definitely do that.
Well, if you come to Columbia, I will buy your Russia's for you to review. There you go.
All right, great.
You got to show up in Columbia, though. I don't know. You don't travel down here very much, do you? Not anymore anyway, right?
Well, yeah, I definitely didn't last football season. So, but, yeah, no, I don't get down that way as much as, we go to Asheville way more than I go to Columbia for whatever reason. The last time I was in Columbia was last year during basketball season. With Tennessee game. No, I'm sorry. The last time I was in Columbia was when we came back from Florida in October.
Yeah.
So.
Have you heard about the Mike Uva biscuit from Bojangles?
Somewhat. I saw something on Twitter there.
It's basically one of their Bo-berry biscuits. And then they put a chicken fillet on it, and then they put pimento cheese on top of it, and then they sprinkle it with icing.
That sounds fucking horrible. I mean,
that's what it is. Even my wife's sitting over here, she's like, what the fuck? I mean, seriously, that's what it is.
Ruined a good piece of chicken with that.
Well, It's fucking nasty, but everybody seems to love it. But, I don't know.
How does he get his own biscuit from Bojangles? Isn't he a big Yankee?
He is a Yankee, but okay. We don't hold that against him. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Well, I don't go. All right. Well, whatever. I don't go up to fucking Roy Rogers in New Jersey or wherever and demand my own sandwich.
They wouldn't let your hillbilly ass in, Roy Rogers. They'd see you and be like, get out. Get out.
Or wherever, whatever they got up there, that They have some different eating establishments up there. They do have White Castle.
And, that's how my wife convinces me to go places with her. She's like, we'll get White Castle. Or it's Crystal if we're going over to like Augusta or whatever. I don't like leaving the state. I have that problem.
They used to have Crystals up here in the upstate, but they all just kind of went away. And I don't know. I thought that place was nasty. White Castle is good, though.
Well, the way that Uva got this biscuit was, it was an accident, from what I gather. It was like he went to Bojangles and ordered just a Cajun filet biscuit with cheese, and they put it on a Bowberry biscuit and served it to him, and he thought it was the greatest thing ever. He tweeted out about it, and then everybody started going to Bojangles and, you know, ordering it, and then all of a sudden Bojangles puts it, like, I guess is like a secret menu item or some shit. Fuck are you doing, Bojangles? I don't. Would you eat that?
What?
Would you eat that?
Sure, I'd try it.
Fuck out of here. I ain't eating that shit.
The first time I ever ate from White Castle was the first time I actually ate. No, I'm sorry. The first time I ever ate from White Castle was in Ohio. But that was in like 2016. But the first was most memorable time was in 2017 when we went to Pennsylvania for the first time. We went to New York City one of the days when we were there, and we were on that night. We were coming back to Pennsylvania from New York City, and we stopped in Newark, New Jersey, at a damn White Castle. And this is at like 11:30 at night. We're in the drive-thru, and it's a long line that we're having to sit in to get this food, and like there are homeless people. It's like walking all around the damn car and shit. I'm like, oh, okay. And then we finally got our food, and then this crackhead, she's like looking in the damn window right after I get this big bag of food, and I'm like, what the fuck? And my son's like, I don't want my fries, and he shoved them up there at me, and I hold them up to her. I'm like, you want this? And she's like, yeah. And she didn't have no damn teeth and shit. She grabbed them, man. Just snatched out of my damn hands like it was fucking gold or something. And she went to town on those French fries. And I felt like I'd done a good deed, though. You know what I'm saying?
So you gave a homeless lady at White Castle that was a crackhead some French fries. That's
yes.
Who says Jackpot's not a nice guy? Look
that's
at him
right.
Eating the homeless.
Well, we were in Newark. So, you know, well, I mean, I thought, you know, I might get killed or something.
If you didn't help them out.
And if I'm going to get killed, I'd rather get killed closer to home, not somewhere like that. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to put up the there. This is the Uva biscuit there, buddy. Look at this. Tell me if you would eat that. That's straight from Mike Uva's account. And I mean, it looks like it's, kind of silly. I mean,
does it have an egg on it or no?
No, that's the pimento cheese. It's like the pimento
cheese.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
Are they going to, would they fix that for you that way?
Dude, Mike Uva's got this thing going crazy to the point where everybody and their brother is going up to Bojangles and ordering this damn biscuit. I got nothing.
At
Bojangles, yeah. Just go up and tell them.
At Bojangles in Columbia.
The Bojangles corporate account tweeted out about it. Not a joke. They're like,
I guarantee you, if I try to get them to make that here, they look at me like I farted in church.
Well, there you go. There's the Uva biscuit. Holy crap! That looks like a. I got nothing on that front. What a disaster that is.
Is that anyway. Really his last name? Or did
Uva,
he go
yeah,
to
it's Newark? Pronounced Uva is what we're, you know, it's what he says. It's pronounced Uva.
That's what's on his birth certificate and his social security card.
Well, I mean, I don't ask him when I talk to him, hey, man, what's on your birth certificate and your social security card? I mean, if I ask you that, you tell me to go fuck myself. Why would I ask him that? Am I supposed to ask him that because he's a Yankee?
No, I just don't. I don't believe that's his last name. That's not a last name. That's the name of a school. That's the short name for a university.
I didn't write his name. Hell, he's from Boston. All right, Arkansas fan wants us to read his comment. What's up, Jackpot? I've got to say one thing. Fuck TCU and fuck those pussy-ass sweater vests. There you go. Stop asking me to read your comment. There's a way to get us to read your comment. You know how to get...
What are you, I think he was talking about the damn coach. The damn coach. Whatever his name is. This damn sweater vest.
Gary Malzahn? Patterson. Oh, Malzahn wears a sweater vest too, doesn't he? Patterson probably does too, yeah.
Right now, he don't wear nothing but T-shirt and I guess a pair of damn fucking lounging pajamas or whatever the fuck, because he's in the damn Will Muschamp school of don't give a fuck and unemployment. I'm loving it. Unemployed and loving it.
Beth says, how do you spell that last name? It's U-V-A. Uva, but it's pronounced Uva. That's
Scott, the team that kicked your ass last night in basketball. Look at that, and you'll know how to spell it.
That's about the team that fucking shut you out in the Belk Bowl. Go where you watch that game.
Yeah, very good with you.
By the way, I think I posted this on the Rob and Kale Facebook page, but I'll read the stat here since we have it. In the last 10 years, Clemson football is averaging 54 points a game against Virginia. In the last 10 years, Clemson basketball is averaging 53 points a game against Virginia.
I saw that.
We don't win very many of those games.
Brandon Coon said Wake Forest won the ACC championship 1 year. The quarterback for Wake was Riley Skinner. I remember Riley Skinner. I don't remember them making the – did they make the ACC championship
game? They
did.
I think they won the damn conference that year.
Who did they?
They were good. They were good, man. They were good.
I remember them. They went to the Orange Bowl, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. That they did it by winning the ACC. So they, not exactly a. That was back when we had who was that? It wasn't Clawson. It was that other coach. I don't know.
Jim Grobe.
Yeah, Grobe. So
I just can't remember them being a championship game. I can't remember who they played or anything. I mean, I ain't saying they didn't. Yes, they did. It must have. Who would they have played from the ACC Atlantic to Georgia Tech? Maybe.
Hold on, I'm looking it up now.
Up Close and Personal says they played Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they probably did. What a shit bowl game that was, or shit ACC championship that was. That was the one where no one showed up. That was in Jacksonville, and literally no one was there. I remember that. That was absolutely terrible. Hold on, I'm looking it up now. Let's see here. ACC football championships. Here we go. So Wake Forest won the 2006 ACC championship game. Jackpot. They beat Georgia Tech by a 9-6 score in its first championship game in 1970. In 2006, yeah, they 9-6 was the final score in that game, sir. 9-6.
Two great defenses.
Wake Forest came up with 2 field goals in the fourth quarter. What a shit show.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. So I got something I want to share with you folks before we get out of here. If I'm going to pull it up here. So I get into some of these. There's some of these Facebook groups where they do like auctions and stuff. And I got in like this one group and it was kind of funny. It's the Georgia, like, sports memorabilia auction group. So
Georgia Bulldogs or just Georgia?
Just Georgia. It just says Georgia. So it's like they have Atlanta Braves stuff and stuff like that in there. So it's not a complete, you know, terrible thing here. But
yeah.
But they always, like, they had something that I laughed at today. And I'm going to show you a picture of it here as soon as it loads up.
Otherwise, if it's just Georgia Bulldogs memorabilia, it's just going to be a bunch of rednecks in there trying to sell bottles of 1980 Cokes.
Just a bunch of hillbillies selling 1980 Cokes. Oh, man.
I got one of those, actually. It's a full bottle. I collect those.
I remember, weren't you like the first year Clemson won the national title? You were trying to collect all of those, right?
I still got them. I've still got like 7 6-packs, and they're up in the attic, man. I mean, nobody would buy them. And they were like the hottest fucking thing. I sold a few of them for like $20.
Well, that's because they were coming from you, man. Everybody's like, man, he probably faked those.
No, I don't know.
All right, so let me show you what I've got from here. This is really funny. So this was the you could order one of the, or you could bid on this. I'm gonna show it to you right now. It's really silly. Let's see here. All right, there you go. As you can see, it is a, as it's loading now, it is a signed shirt or signed jersey by Super Bowl champ and former Georgia Bulldog Malcolm Mitchell from the 2014 Gator Bowl. Proceeds of this will be going directly to the youth literacy program. Perfect chance to own a very special jersey. Starting price is $1,000. Jackpot, I offered $1,980. $19.80. My comment was deleted. Would you pay $1,000 for a Malcolm Mitchell autographed jersey?
As Stone Cold Steve Austin would say, oh, hell no.
Would you pay? What's the most you would pay for a jersey? Like, would you pay for a Connor Shaw autographed jersey? Let's say it was a Connor Shaw jersey from the comeback win at Mizzou. That win where he, you know, came off the bench and, you know, whatever, went out there and led them back. And he had that jersey came up and he was going to sign it. What would you pay for that?
The most I would pay for it?
Yeah.
I'm cheap, though.
Because that's a jersey Gamecock fans would want.
$300. If he won more than that for it, I'd say, sorry, Baldy, let's go sell it to somebody else.
Beth says that's his charity. It helps kids in schools with problems. Okay, well, I offered him $19.80. Don't get all defensive over there, Beth. He didn't want to take my $19.80. I'm sure some Georgia fan would be like, hey, man, this guy won more in the pros than he did in college here. He actually won something in the pros. Didn't win shit in college. There's that. All right. Well, final call for calls, 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905.
Clemson had some. Now, I didn't have any of these. My grandma had some. They had the national championship soda, those orange cans, that orange crush drink, those old orange ass ugly cans they had. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got one of those cans from the 1980 up there. See, we have like these shelves that are next to our fireplace, right? My wife has this one shelf that has all of my shit, which is basically what it is. And the 1980s can, I believe, is sitting up there on that shelf. But she doesn't, like, her degrees and shit that, you know, are actually worth the shit, they're over here where people can actually see them. Mine's kind of tucked away, so people can't see my Clemson memorabilia. She doesn't want anything to do with that.
Navy, you know, Navy actually had a Coke bottle in 1984 done for knocking off number two South Carolina. It's a ship running over a chicken.
I would buy that. I'd buy that for a dollar. Why not? That'd be funny.
It does. It says on there, it says biggest win in school history. And then it's got that on there. Wow. I saw it. It was amazing.
That would be funny. All right, 803-97. I'm trying to give out the phone number for the station. That's not going to work. 803-478-2905. There you go. I was giving out the wrong number, Jackpot. But anyway, well, it seems like we're going to have the Packers playing the Bucks, the Bills playing the Chiefs. Should be good. Blake says the Bear Bryant Coke bottles must have been mass-produced. Jonathan says, I'll sell you three bottles of old Clemson-branded Pepsi glass bottles. And unopened, $7 a bottle. I don't think so. I think I've got a couple of those from like 1978 or whatever. Jerome says, my dad was a Gamecock professor, and he had 1981 Clemson cans. I mean, most Gamecocks fans are Clemson fans. I mean, we know that.
Brock Lee says, Kale, what do you think about the new defensive line coach? I like him. He's got a lot of experience, too. I mean, he's got a lot of guys here that he's amassed that are like 40-ish, but they've been in coaching for like 20 years.
He is experienced.
Yeah, I mean, and he's the only one that we've got, pretty much about the only one with any Power 5 experience, and that was 1 year this past season at Illinois. And he's been around the non-Power 5 and the FCS ranks a little bit. So, yeah, I'll take him. It looks good. He's coached some guys that went on to have some NFL careers too. So, Jimmy Lindsay, old Jimmy.
There you go with that.
He was from UT Chattanooga, too. And so is Marcus Satterfield, spent time at UT Chattanooga. We got the connection with the mocks going on there. I don't know what's up with that.
Gamecock moccasins, or game moccasins. That's what you should be called.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't give a fuck. If we win some damn games doing it, I don't care.
Yeah. Everybody's Jonathan's saying hello to my son, Mini Sanders. That's what they're calling him. Hello, Jaden, who likes to come and hug me during the podcast. It's kind of funny. So, anyway, well, Kale, we've had a good show. We'll be back at it on Wednesday. Maybe we'll have we should have the Gamecocks supposed to play Tuesday at Mizzou. That should be an interesting game. Clemson's should be doing something this week. I can't remember who Clemson plays next on the schedule, but obviously all of this is COVID permitting, right?
Yeah, all of them are to be freaking determined.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen with that? When are they supposed to play again? You say
Gamecocks are playing Tuesday. For against Mizzou. Big Ball Daddy is right, man. My the hugs are, I know they come and go, so it's at the zoo. That's what they call Mizzou up there, the zoo.
Clemson's next game, Clemson's next game is Wednesday at Georgia Tech.
Jesus, we play like we played last night. We'll get pumped.
Let's see if they're Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech 6-3.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know, man. Virginia just looked like they owned us last night, and I remember seeing the score was like 18-2, and I was like, good thing I'm watching the Packers.
Good thing your team was playing last night, or you'd be forced to watch that shit show.
Well, I was watching, but not. I was just, once they went up 18-2, I was following on Twitter. I gave it the old FIT, follow it on Twitter. That's pretty much where I was.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, Jackpot. Yeah, you're right, Jonathan. He was trying to give me the chokehold. The boy has no, Dad's a jungle gym to the boy. It's kind of the way it is. You were like that with your son, I'm sure. You were, you know, he tries to wrestle you now. I'm sure he might whip your ass, Cale. He's a big kid.
Yeah, I don't really mess with him too much anymore. Yeah, we had some fun back in the day.
Yeah. You know, my daughter turned 13 today.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah. She, God, it's been a world.
She's
an
officially an adult now.
I'm officially in a fuck me world. When I walk around with her, it's like, oh God, literally.
Fuck my life. Fuck it.
That's pretty much what it boils down to. Rob's son loves Rob more than Megan Mullen loves Florida players.
I don't know about that.
My son and I don't tongue each other like she does them, so there's that. Jonathan says, Rob sounds as about as interested in Clemson basketball as he is in getting a lead enema. Look, I want Clemson to win, but, man, they lost by 35 at home in front of about 18 people. It's not where do you go from here? You lose by 35 at home in front of 18 people. They're, you know, what the hell, man? Big Ball Daddy says, my daughter's 20 and moved out. Just lucky to get a text from her. A hug would be amazing now. She did give me a hug. She went and spent the night with her friend, right? And, it bothered me because she didn't bother texting or any of that shit last night. That's, you know, but, eh. She's almost as tall as I am now. She's a big, tall girl. That's problems. My problems, Cale. She's nothing but blonde hair and blue eyes and tall. Just this dad disaster. Disaster. Anyway. All right. Well, we've had a good show. We'll have obviously a wrap up on the South Carolina basketball game and whoever else the Gamecocks sign in the transfer portal. In addition to, we'll probably have the Clemson game done. If they play at 7, we'll have that game done and I'll probably be pissed off if we lose. So if we lose where we miss free throws, I'm going to lose my shit. I might pull a jackpot and body slam a bag of Doritos. Watch my wife get pissed at me. If I headbutted a bag of Doritos and rumped them, my wife would lose her shit. But you rumped the Doritos. What's wrong with you? All right, jackpot, man. Good show. We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.